Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Mess.
It's The Morning Mess. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Buenos dias. It's Carla.
Happy holidays from The Morning Mess. Think about tomorrow night, Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for. But it's not Thanksgiving without blank. Got already into an argument last night. You know how they say with the holidays, especially Thanksgiving, bring arguments?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
For me, it's not Thanksgiving without canned cranberry sauce.
I think you've told me this before.
Listen, I grew up on it. Every year we had it. I come from a low-income family. It's fine to me. It's tradition. I like the way it tastes. I don't care what anyone says. My wife is trying to do the cranberry relish.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's like the real cranberry. You know what I mean? Like the smushy berry. Have you guys
the
had
real? Homemade. The homemade. Most people like to make it because it's kind of easy-ish.
I think, well, you know what's easier? Just take a can opener and open up a damn thing, slice it up, and pouring it on a little plate. It's not Thanksgiving without cranberries. I told her, like, you can make your cranberry relish the original way. You can do that. Mm. I'm buying me a can of cranberry.
As you deserve. One thing I've been seeing, like, people are talking about this on TikTok is that with inflation and everything, how much more that can of cranberry sauce
really?
Costs? Because, like, what? Back in the day, it was, like, 2 for 1, right? You get two cans for a dollar. This lady went viral because she was just like, one can of cranberry sauce, the can of cranberries was $2.75 for like one of them.
Listen, I'm gonna make it rain at Mariano's today.
Okay,
I'll buy two cans. Let's get it, man.
That's true.
Jump on in, chime on in, and think about tomorrow night. It's not gonna be Thanksgiving without blank. I'm gonna jump on with cranberry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Carla, Nisha, I want you to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take some calls. Already people calling. All right. Let's check in with who's it? Erica? Not Thanksgiving without what?
So I have to say it is not Thanksgiving without a bottle of 1942.
Hell no!
Yeah.
I agree.
Why?
Yes.
So my pops passed away, but that man, I swear to you, he loved tequila. Like, that was his thing.
Okay.
It was his thing. He would always bring it to Christmas and Thanksgiving. And plus, it's more of an expensive tequila, so he would always, you know, just have the bottle, like, in his hand the whole time, basically glued to his hand. And he would just be feeding everybody shots all night. So
When did he pass?
A couple months ago.
Condolences.
Thank you. It's been hard, but you know what? I know that he's smiling, you know, wherever he is, and he's also proud that I'm continuing on his tradition to bring the bottle in 1942.
There you go. Getting drunk on the holidays.
We got the holidays for that, and I got to remember my dad, so that's how I keep him alive, I guess.
What if it was a tradition that you got buried with your favorite bottle of alcohol? Which bottle would you get buried with, Carla?
A bottle of water, certainly.
A bottle of water?
No, I'm joking. Probably a bottle of tequila. Maybe even 1942. I think I'm with this girl.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Anish?
Kirkland signature, baby.
There you go! Kirkland signature from Costco.
Yeah, honey, because I'm cost efficient into the afterlife.
Now, I don't know. Did you do this maybe with your dad? Did he get buried with a bottle of 1942?
I was going to say, I would not have been surprised if it was a footnote in his will.
Oh, my God.
On Dia de los Muertos, leave a shout out for him, for
there
sure.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, I will. I'm the ofrenda.
Was it a sip of the 1942, or did he get schwasty?
Oh, I mean, he could control himself well, but after a while, everyone was a little red-faced and singing, you know, together. So.
I mean, it sounds like exactly what you said. He was the life of the party, and he had made sure that everybody was having a good time. So I like that you're keeping up that tradition. Do you mix your 1942 with anything, or was he just drinking that straight up?
So he actually, the Christmas before he died, we got this really nice rock set. So we just use that. We whip out the frozen pre-made tequila rocks and then just a little tumbler.
Hey, man, people think I'm crazy, but I met a tequila connoisseur. You're supposed to chase it with an orange wedge.
Yes, you introduced us to that.
Yes, orange wedge. And if you really want to get crazy with it, put a little cinnamon on top of the orange wedge. You take the shot, You put the cinnamon on the orange wedge. It cleans your palate. You won't taste it. You'll just feel the after effect. You know what I'm talking about? But try that, Erica, okay?
I'm going to pick up the oranges this time. Thank you.
Yeah, don't do the lime. The acidity just accentuates it and makes it that nasty taste.
Yeah.
That tequila face everyone does.
The Fucci face.
The Fucci face. There you go.
Okay.
All right, Erica.
Thanks for the tip.
Hi, Miss Erica. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Tequila's on the board.
I love it.
Cranberry sauce on the board by the can. Happy holidays, morning mess here, asking you the question, or fill in the blank, actually. It's not Thanksgiving without blank. Big shout to, was it Erica? She says not Thanksgiving without a bottle of 1942. Her dad passed away, and so they're going to keep tradition alive through her dad's spirit of getting shwasty tomorrow night on some 1942. Anise, jump on it, man.
It's not Thanksgiving without house hopping. So I'm one of the ones where growing up, like the Thanksgiving dinner that I would have with my immediate family, it was never a big one. Like I see a lot of other people do like a really big dinner. So it's always just enough for like your one serving.
Yeah.
So being the big boy, I would always get to go to like all of my other friends' house. And they would literally just be like, here's a plate, go. Get rid of this, please.
You're stopping by my house. Am I at the end or the beginning?
You're the only one this year.
You lie.
You're the main event, baby.
He lying. Y'all need to be lying, though. Carla, not Thanksgiving without?
It is not Thanksgiving without cooking from a professional chef.
Oh.
So, hear me out.
What?
My cousin Daniela, she married a guy who's a chef.
Uh-huh.
And every single year, gosh, since I was 4 or 5, he cooks Thanksgiving dinner. And it's absolutely amazing. So, it's not Thanksgiving dinner without his cooking.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Carla's not having Thanksgiving this year because I just ordered the turkey. So.
Well, hey, if they're getting paid to make it, they're professional.
They're professional. Yeah. Okay, it is Thanksgiving for you. Okay. So we got Vic on the line. Vic, not Thanksgiving without?
It's not Thanksgiving without my cousin saying she's pregnant.
What?
You do realize it's got to be a tradition. How many times has she been pregnant?
So it's now. It's going on the 3rd year. So every Thanksgiving now for 3 years, she has told us that she's pregnant.
I know you got to stuff the turkey, but damn.
Oh, my God.
Give it a rest. I always said it now. I'm like, give it a rest at this point. And it's funny because, like, she says the same thing at this point. She says something along the lines of, make sure that you give us a little extra love this Christmas because we got a growing family. And I'm like, you've been getting way too much love. Come on.
Right.
Right. Looks like she gets a lot of love during February, Valentine's Day, to make that announcement, right?
2 and 2. Yeah. I'm like, if this is consistent, I might as well start betting on this. It's as good as gold.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Forget the World Cup. We're betting on if your cousin's pregnant.
Yep. And every year, I mean, I know what to get her. We're giving her baby stuff and, you know, reusing different stuff we've already had.
Right.
But now this year, we're just wondering if we're going to get the same news again because she wasn't drinking at our last family function.
Oh, she's preggers. So this has been the last 3 Thanksgivings that she told you she's pregnant?
The last 3 in a row.
Wow. Okay.
So it's just not Thanksgiving now without my cousin saying that she's risked it all for another baby.
Sometimes you got to risk it.
Oh, no.
To get that turkey, gravy, and biscuit, baby.
I swear to God.
You have a DD for the holidays, though. That's got to be nice.
That's true.
No, it is. I can always rely on her when it gets too late to drive me and my brother home, so it's not too bad.
Oh, my God. So this will be the 4. What if she says it got 4 kids? Can you imagine one point a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old?
I can't.
Oh, my God.
No.
Your cousin's a damn countdown. 4.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Well, hey, you got to keep us posted if indeed she's pregnant again. Yeah. What's your cousin's name? Let's shout her out.
Her name is Sherry.
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 Okay. Sherry, we're waiting for baby number 4. We got to keep this countdown going,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, Vic, we appreciate you sharing that.
Absolutely. You guys have a good Thanksgiving.
You too now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.